弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
我们很高兴在这个今天特别的日子里见到大家一起来敬拜神。
We are happy to see everyone worshiping on this special day。
我相信这个也是自从我们疫情以来大概第一次人最多的时候。
I believe since the pandemic, this is probably the most attendance we had。
大概已经两年多了哈。
Over 2 years。
我也看到很多新的朋友特别来了哈，那其实是我们以前的老朋友，他们以前是这边的会友，也是同工，他们今天都来了，很高兴看到你们。
And we see some old friends and new friends, and co-workers that came.
那我也知道有的人在线上跟我们一起崇拜，那愿神也赐福你们。
And I know that many are worshiping with us online.
那今天我要跟大家一起分享的是什么呢？
What am I sharing with you today?
就是我要根据以赛亚书来传讲，我也觉得应该很重要的信息。
From Isaiah, I will share a very important message.
那我要从以赛亚书第54章第一到第三节。
Isaiah 54, verses 1 through 3.
那刚才我们的黄牧师已经读过了。
Pastor Huang read the passage.
我想我还是再读一下好了。
And I'll repeat it.
Thank you. 你这不怀孕不生养的要歌唱，你这未曾经过难产的要发声，养生欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。这是耶和华说的，要扩张你帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，不要限制，要放长你的绳子，坚固你的橛子，因为你要向左向右开展，你的后裔必得多国为业，又使荒凉的城里有人居住。那英文。
Sing, barren woman, you never bore a child. Burst into songs, shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide, do not hold back, lengthen the cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispose nations and settle in their desolate cities.
感谢神，今天是我们八成中华基督教会成立50周年的纪念日。
Praise the Lord, this is the 50th year anniversary celebration of the Chinese Christian Church of Baltimore.
这是神为我们所定的日子，也是上帝给我们的礼物。
This is the date that God gave us and a present to us.
也是我们向神献上感恩的日子。
It's the date that we give thanks to God.
走过五十年不算长也不算短。
50 years is not long and not short.
1972年的8月20号。
1972, August 20th.
在陈俊荣牧师跟陈师母的家聚集了连大孩子跟小孩子差不多有12个人的聚会。
There was 12 people worshiping at the home of Pastor Paul Chang and Mrs. Chang.
那是第一次的崇拜。
That was the first worship service.
从那天开始，八成中华基督教会在陈牧师细心的、叫耐心的浇灌跟牧养之下，奠定了稳固的基础。
Since that day, under Pastor Chen's tender nourishment and patient shepherding, Chinese Christian Church of Baltimore established a solid foundation.
那两年之后的7月7号，陈金荣牧师按例成为第一任牧师。
2 years later, June 7, 1974, Pastor Chen was ordained as the first pastor.
同时正式成立教会，命名叫八成中华基督教会。
And the church was officially established as the Chinese Christian Church of Baltimore.
当天有7位弟兄姐妹在 Rock River Baptist Church 受洗。
On that day, 7 brothers and sisters were baptized at the Rock River Baptist Church.
也是教会第一次的敬礼。
That was the first baptismal service.
那再过2年之后，大家在弟兄姐妹同心协力之下，教会竟然可以经济独立。
2 years later, under the concerted efforts of brothers and sisters, the church became financially independent.
那起初教会因为人数增多，然后组织的聚会空间有限。
At the beginning, because due to the increase in church attendance, and there was limited space for worship.
那主日学教室不够用，停车场也不够用。
And there was no Sunday school classrooms or limited and insufficient parking.
聚会常常被迫更改或者是临时他用。
And there was a lot of interruptions in the service.
有时候邻近的住家会埋怨。
And the neighbors complained.
造成许多的不方便。So
there were lots of inconveniences.
不管到哪里去，造成很多的不便。And
there was just a lot of changes.
所以我们教会一共搬迁了到这边以后是第六次。So
the church to here moved six times.
我相信每一次的搬迁一定会面临许多的挑战。Each
relocation had many challenges.
许多人不喜欢，可能就因此就离开教会。Some
people probably did not like it and left the church.
可是50年的期间，信实的上帝在各样的事物上丰丰富富的供应给我们。During
this 50 years, God faithfully provided for us abundantly.
而且他也差派了四位全职的牧师来牧养我们。
And he sent four full-time pastors to shepherd us.
有一小段没有全职牧师的时候，神及时的差派宣教士跟附近的牧者来继续喂养我们。
There were short periods we had no full-time pastor. God sent pastors or missionaries to feed the flock.
如果没有上帝的看守跟建造,
without God's building and guiding his house,
我们很难走到今天。
We would not be here today.
也不可能有今天可以自由敬拜跟侍奉的一个礼堂。
We would not have this church we can worship and serve him freely.
在特别感恩的日子里头,
in this special day of Thanksgiving,
我特别选今天的经文跟大家分享。
I chose the scripture to share with everyone.
这个信息是讲给神的选民以色列人听的。
This is for God's chosen the Israelites.
事实上也是讲给今天的教会听的。
It's also for today's church.
今天我们来到第50年。
We are in our 50th year.
这不是说神托付我们的工程已经告了一段落。
This does not mean what we have accomplished God entrusted to us.
我们乃是继续的往前走。
We need to strive forward.
我们要继续的忘记背后。
We forget what's behind.
面对未来,
to face the future.
我们的教会要怎么样承先启后继往开来呢?
How should we build on the past and move forward?
今天的经文告诉我们当行的路。
Today's scripture tells us the path to go.
我的题目就是走出去。
To move forward.
扩张帐幕, 放大基手。
Enlarge your tent, stretch your habitations.
弟兄姐妹, 这是今天的经文告诉我们的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the verses tell us.
怎么走出去呢?
How do we move forward?
第一节先告诉我们,
verse 1.
我们必须要抓住神的应许往前走。
We need to grab hold of God's promises to move forward. We need to know the historical context of these verses. It's difficult to understand what's the significance.
前几章都提到以色列民因为不听神的话，先知的话他们都不听。
The previous chapters tell us the Israelites did not listen to the prophets.
先知多次多方的警告，他们也不听。
They were repeated warnings, but they did not listen.
他们不遵行神的律法。
They did not obey God's law.
他们随从外邦的偶像。
They worship idols of the Gentiles.
他们甚至大胆的来跟上帝敌对，甚至试探神。
They were arrogant in opposing God and put God to the test.
他们因此被神咒诅成一个不怀孕、不生产的妇女。
They were cursed by God as barren woman.
成为一个没有指望的子民。
They were hopeless people. In the Old Testament, barren wives bore great humiliation. They were scorned by the people and thought to be punished by God. The Israelites should remember the lessons of history. They were exiled to the Gentiles. To the Gentile Babylon as slaves.
他们才体会到远离神的痛苦。
Then they experienced the pain of being away from God.
他们生活在外邦的辖制里头，活得没有尊严。
They live under the roofs of the Gentiles, living without dignity.
心中没有喜乐，毫无盼望，生不如死。
They there was no joy in their hearts, and without hope, they were worse than death.
神的子民以色列为什么落到这样如此的光景呢？
How did God's people Israelites descend to this state?
原因很简单, 因为他们背离神。
The reason is simple, because they betrayed God.
前面讲到从第五十一、五十二、五十三， 特别讲到他们已经令上帝失望。
The previous verses tell us God was disappointed in them.
所以告诉他们说你们是没有指望的，就像不能生育的那个妇女一样。
So it was told that they were hopeless, just like the barren woman.
但是到了第54章就不一样。
But chapter 54 changed.
神亲自向他们应许。
God promised them.
他说你这不怀孕不能生养的要歌唱。
Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into songs, shout for joy.
他说你这未曾经过产卵的要发声歌唱养生欢呼。
You who were never in labor, shout for joy.
因为没有丈夫的比我丈夫的儿女更多。
Because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband.
这是耶和华说的。
Says the Lord.
新一本的圣经翻译是这样的。
A newer translation says,
不能生育，没有生养过孩子的。
Unable to conceive, you have never had children.
你要欢呼。
Shout joyfully.
没有生产过的，你们要发声欢呼。
Those who never travailed, you will shout aloud.
因为弃妇，背弃的弃，弃妇比有夫之妇有更多的儿子。
Because the desolate woman will have more children than one who has a husband.
这是耶和华说的。
This is what the Lord says.
这个宣告对神的选民来说是一个天大的好消息。
This proclamation is great news for God's people.
但是神的应许除了要他们用信心来接受。
But God's promise is not only to be accepted by faith,
还要用他们必须要付出行动。
But they have to act.
那他们的责任是什么?
What is their responsibility?
走出去,
break forth.
扩张帐幕, 放大举手,
enlarge your tent, stretch your habitations.
以赛亚书第53章,
Isaiah 53
就论到救主弥赛亚,
speaks of the Messiah.
弥赛亚被形容是一个受苦以至于死的仆人。
He was described as a servant who suffered death.
他的第二节被描述成什么呢?
In verse 2, what does it say?
那他就是他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，如根出于干地。
In the eyes of Jehovah, he is a root out of dry ground.
像这样被人唾弃的人。
How can one who's so despised?
怎么能够叫没有指望的人说你们要扩张帐幕，你们要欢呼呢？
How can he enable people to enlarge the tent and to shout for joy?
对以色列当时的情况来说。
For the condition of the Israelites, because they turned their backs on God, everything was hopeless.
他们没有前路,
they have no path forward and back.
They're
only living regret.
他们后悔当初不听话, 但是,
they regret that they did not listen, but what is it? What's the good use now?
但是神要让他们看见神那个 Mission Impossible 的那个意象。
But God wants them to see a vision of Mission Impossible.
使不可能怀孕的女子要成为生养众多的女子。
So a barren woman will bear many children.
而且神说这是耶和华说的，表示他要负责。
And the Bible says, thus says the Lord, means God will take responsibility.
神的智慧跟意念是高过人的智慧跟意念。
God's wisdom and thoughts are higher than men's wisdom and thoughts.
神定义要透过耶稣基督来降世拯救世人。
God was determined to save the world through the Messiah.
所以53章第5节特别讲到他降世的目的。
So chapter 53 verse 5 says,
那说因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his stripes we are healed.
原来神要借着耶稣基督的救赎，要使人从受压得到释放。
Through Jesus' redemption, God wants to set people free from oppression.
要从咒诅那里得到蒙福。
And from despair to hope.
从那个绝望到盼望。
From cursing to blessing.
这就是为什么54章第一节就变成充满欢呼歌唱的原因。
That is why chapter 54 verse 1 turned into cheers and singing.
神亲自应许他们必生养众多，养生欢呼。
God promised that they will be fruitful and multiply and shout for joy.
只要他们凭信心接受神的应许，祝福就领到他们。
As long as they accept God's promises by faith, God's blessing will be upon them.
弟兄姐妹，你可能现在也正在面临许多的危机。
Brothers and sisters, you may be facing crisis.
你可能认为你生命没有任何的指望。
Maybe you thought life has no hope.
你尽想办法努力，但是到处碰壁。
You want to strive, but then you face obstacles.
你感觉祸不单行，而且灰心丧胆。
And then you're discouraged and have bad luck.
而且你觉得你对你的生命已经很失望了。
And you're disappointed in your life so far.
你觉得神不在乎你了。
You thought God no longer cares.
但是今天神要告诉你。
But God wants to tell you today.
你这不怀孕不生养的要歌唱啊。
You who are barren and never had children will sing.
这不是天大的好消息吗？
Isn't this great news?
意思说他要拯救你，他要为你开路，他要给你盼望。
He wants to save you, make a way for you, and give you hope.
但是我们要把握这个时候的机会来转向神。
But we need to seize the opportunity at this moment to turn to God.
神的恩典跟怜悯随时随刻向我们展开的。
God's grace and mercy are always available to us.
因为他自己亲自讲过。
Because he said,
他说你们要转向我，我就要转向你们。
Return unto me, and I will return unto you.
那个在那个，然后这个里面的信息在讲到在第二节的时候。
In verse 2.
那这里告诉我们说，我们必须要凭信心的脚步走出去。
We have to step out by faith.
意思说用信心的脚步踏每一个脚步。
Every step was to be by faith.
神向以色列人显明了意象之后
After God showed the Israelites the vision,
告诉他们说你们要生养众多的意象
that you are to have many children,
神要亲自指给他们行动的方针是什么
And God showed them the path for them to go,
就是要他们行动来配合
And they have to do by their actions.
那神的指令是什么
What is God's will?
神的指令就是你们要扩张你的帐幕之地，张大你基首。
God's command is to enlarge the place of your tent, stretch out the curtains.
张大你的基首的幔子，而且不要限制。
And do not spare. Spare not.
为什么神很在乎要扩大那个帐幕？
Why did God want them to expand the tent.
这个对以色列人很重要吗？
Is it important to the Israelites?
你还记得出埃及的故事吗？
You remember the Exodus story.
他们在旷野漂流了40年。
They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
耶和华为了让他们跟神有亲近的机会。
In order for God to give them a chance to get close to God.
就呼召了摩西做领袖的登上那个西乃山。
Then God called Moses up to Mount Sinai.
神亲自交给他告诉他怎么建造一个帐篷的样式，帐幕的样式。
God showed him how to build a tabernacle.
这个帐幕就是上帝跟显明相会的那个地方。
The tabernacle is the place God met with the elect.
那个也叫做会幕，就 tent of meeting.
It's also called the tent of meeting.
中文圣经把它翻成是帐篷。
The Chinese Bible translates into tent.
那这是神同在的地方，也是神祝福的象征。
It's the place where God is present and the symbol of God's blessing.
也是以色列人向外邦人见证神的一个记号。
And it's Israel's testimony to the Gentiles.
因为这个帐篷的建造关乎神的名跟他跟神子民的关系。
Because it concerns God's name and His relationship to His people.
所以神很在乎帐幕的建造。
So He cared a lot about the building of the tabernacle.
神为什么要他们扩张帐幕，放大居所呢？
Why did God want them to expand the tent and enlarge the dwelling place?
那因为将来生养众多的儿女会很多。
Because there will be many more children in the future.
将来需要够用的居住给他们。
There should be enough living spaces for them.
意思就是要先为他们预备住的地方,
and to prepare a place for them to live in advance.
就是为他们预备敬拜神的地方,
to place for them to worship God.
为了将来有众多属灵的儿女的需要,
for the spiritual needs of the offspring.
所以神要他们是把握今天参与神永恒性的工程,
so God wants them to seize the present opportunity to participate in God's project.
扩张帐幕之地,
to expand the tent.
就是要张大我们的那个地界, 还有扩展我们的视野,
is to expand our territory and our vision.
张大基手,
to expand the dwelling.
就是要将幔子张开,
is to open the veil.
那幔子是什么呢? 就是搭帐篷时所用的那个布,
the veil is the material needed to build a tent.
那扩张帐幕之地,
to expand the tabernacle.
一定需要一个更大的幔子来配合,
a larger veil would be is needed.
许多时候神的恩典满满地领到我们,
many times God's blessing come to us.
但是我们的器皿太小, 所以不够装, 而且不够用,
but our vessels are too small to contain it and to use it.
这是因为我们在神的面前的亏欠,
this is what we lack before God.
多少时候我们的灵命也不是这样子吗?
Often our spiritual life is like that.
我们常常受到自己的眼光, 自己的习惯, 自己的自私自大, 还有过去成长的背景所限制,
many times our own vision, habits, selfishness, and short-sightedness are limiting us.
我们的短视跟看法跟傲慢跟经验也限制我们成长的空间,
and our attitudes, short-sightedness and experiences are also limiting us.
有时候我们不知道神给的恩典远远超过我们现在所有的,
we do not know what God has provided for us is not more than what we have right now.
我们很容易用自己的有限来限制上帝的无限,
it is easy for us to limit God by our own limitations.
我们用自己的无能来左右上帝的万能,
we use our own incompetence to control God's omnipresence. We use our worldly knowledge to override the guidance of the Holy Spirit. This is limiting God's blessings. May God have mercy on our little faith and ignorance. We need to enlarge our faith. We need to look at the future from God's perspective. Because God is willing to give us His riches. God has instructed us.
他已经要我们说张大你的帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，不要限制。
Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains, do not hold back.
既然是他已经应许了,
He promised.
那么我们就不应该犹豫，也不要再观望。
Let's not hesitate and wait.
我们就应该凭信心接受神的呼召向前走。
Accept by faith and move forward.
耶稣亚说第三章第十三节,
Joshua chapter 3 verse 13
告诉我们当年的耶稣亚带领以色列人过耶旦河的故事,
tells the story of Joshua leading the Israelites across the Jordan.
过耶旦河是抬耶柜的祭司首先要把信心的脚踏入水中。
To cross the Jordan, the priests who carry the ark must first put their feet into the water by faith.
河水才能够分开的,
and then the water will be divided.
如果有一点点的迟疑, 那么河水不可能分开。
If there's little hesitation, the water will not be divided.
多少时候我们受挫不敢向前。
Many times we are afraid and afraid to move forward.
因为我们都是先想等神怎么先为我们开路之后我们才走。
Because we want God to open the door first before we move forward.
我们要先让神挪去我们所有的障碍以后我们才敢走。
We want God to remove all the obstacles before moving.
但是神说那是小信。
But that's a little faith.
我们小信的人不要期望上帝给你做更大的祝福。
With little faith, don't expect God to do great things for
我们蒙福的目的是什么?
Us. What is the purpose of a blessing?
不是要做个人独享恩典。
It's not just to experience God's blessing.
而是被神使用成为别人的祝福。
It's to be a blessing to others.
神对亚伯兰说,
God said to Abram,
他说我必赐福给你,
I will bless you.
你也要叫别人得福。
And you will be a blessing to others.
那我们蒙恩的目的,
The purpose of ours being saved
就是要成为世人祝福的管道。
Is to be a channel of blessing to the world,
让别人也蒙福,
so that they can be blessed.
第三, 这个信息告诉我们什么?
What's the third message?
也就是在第二节里面告诉我们的。
In verse 2,
我们要以扎实的信心向前进。
That with solid faith, we have to move forward.
神做事是很细心的。
God is very detailed.
当帐幕被扩张。
When the tent was being expanded,
居所被放大的时候,
the dwelling place was enlarged.
神提醒以色列人,
God reminded the Israelites,
放长你的绳子,
lengthen your cords,
坚固你的节子,
strengthen your stakes.
绳子是来固定帐幕用的,
the cords were used to secure the tent.
我们要往外拉长,
we had to lengthen them,
好将那个帐幕拉得更大,
so the tent would be larger.
放大的幔子需要由那个放长的绳子来支柱来支持。
The curtains need to be supported by longer cords.
那个节子就是钉子。
The stake is a peg.
帐幕扩大要坚固。
As the tent grows, the stake needs to be driven,
那么节子
more sturdy.
那这样的话，节子必须要钉得很深，而且钉得牢固。
The stake needs to be driven and be firmer.
那搭帐篷的绳子要绑得很紧。
The cord of the tent should be tight.
而且固定的节子也要很稳。
And the stakes should be sturdy.
那坚固节子就是打造整个帐篷的一个根基。
The sturdy stakes are the foundation of the entire tent.
无论是支持用的绳子，
whether it's the cord for the support,
或者是坚固帐幕的节子，
or the stakes for the secure the tent.
就属灵的意义来说，
in the spiritual sense,
就是我们基督徒的信仰的根基。
It refers to foundation of our faith.
如果根基不稳，
if the foundation is not stable,
那建筑随时会倒塌，
the building will collapse at any time.
旧约时代的以色列人是游牧民族，
the Israelites in the Old Testament were nomads.
所以上帝常常用帐篷做比喻给他们。
So God used the tent as a parable.
但是新约时代的耶稣常常用房子来做比喻。
In the New Testament, Jesus used the house as a metaphor.
不管是旧约、新约、新约，都是强调稳固的地基很重要。
Whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, the emphasis is the importance of a solid foundation.
耶稣讲完了登山宝训之后做了一个结论。
After the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus concluded.
那他说什么呢？
What did he say?
他说，所以凡听见我这话去行的，好比一个聪明人。
Everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man,
把房子盖在磐石上,
who built his house on the rock.
雨淋水从风吹撞着那房子, 房子总不倒塌, 因为根基立在磐石上。
The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had been on its foundation on the rock.
那根基立在磐石上是什么？
What is foundation on the rock?
就是以神的话作为房子的根基。
That's using God's word as the foundation of the house.
就是照着神的话去行的人。
Those who act according to God's word.
就是他们将基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里的意思。
That's the teaching of Christ dwell in their hearts richly.
就是把信仰的根基建立在基督的磐石上。
And build the foundation of the faith on the rock of Christ.
我们都知道房子盖得好跟它的根基有关。
We all know a well-built house is dependent upon its foundation.
同样的，一个人能不能够被上帝使用，
Likewise, whether a person can be used by God,
跟他的信仰的根基有直接的关系，
is directly related to the foundation of their faith.
很多人喜欢服侍神，到最后一半就已经就半途而废，因为根基不稳。
Many people have served God, but halfway they fell away because their foundation is not solid.
很多人在侍奉神的时候，到最后越来越苦，到最后很失望。那这个就是因为根基不稳。
Many people who serve God are finding it harder and harder and disappointed. That's because their foundation is not solid.
在这里，以赛亚告诉我们，有了稳固的根基，就可以向左、向右开展、扩展神的工程。
Isaiah tells us, with a solid foundation, we can move to the left and to the right.
弟兄姐妹，你要如何建造你信仰的根基？
Brothers and sisters, how do you build the foundation of your faith?
除了不可停止聚会，
In addition, not given up meeting together.
过一个正常的教会生活跟团契生活,
living a normal church life and fellowship life.
而且主日学还可以帮助你在圣经上有全面的了解,
Sunday school can help you to have a comprehensive understanding of the Bible.
而且主动参与教会里面有关门徒培训、神学装备、关怀训练、家庭祭坛，很多帮助你成长的任何机会都应该珍惜。
And actively participate in discipleship training, theological training, caring training, family altars, and other disciplines.
这些都帮助我们在灵里面的根基稳固。
This will help us to have a solid foundation.
更重要的是每一天要有个灵修的生活。
And it's most critical to have a daily devotional life.
透过跟神的亲近，使我们的灵命成长。
Through being close to God, our spiritual life will grow.
在参与神国的工程的时候,
when we participate in God's ministry,
绝对不要凭自己的智慧、才干，还有那个经验、热心来工作。
We must not rely on our own intelligence, talents, and skills.
我们必须以神的话作为我们扩张帐幕、放大居所的依据。
We must use God's words as the basis to expand our tent and enlarge our habitations.
神的话是我们生活的亮光，也是我们侍奉的动力。
God's words are the light of our house and also the motivation for our ministries.
第四个信息在第三节让我们看到。
The fourth reason in verse 3.
就是往大使命的方向走。
Is to move toward the Great Commission.
请问神要我们不断地扩张帐幕、放大居所、放长绳子、坚固瘸子的目的是什么？
What is the reason God asks us to constantly enlarge the tents, stretch the curtains?
那在这里也很清楚告诉我们,
this tells us plainly.
因为神说, 因为你要向左向右的开展,
to spread to the right and to the left.
当你这样做的时候，他说：“你的后裔必得多国伟业，又使荒凉的城邑有人居住。”
Your descendants will dispose nations and settle in their desolate cities.
如果我们没有扩张帐幕、放大居所的行动，
if we do not enlarge the tent and stretch the habitations,
我们只能会在教会里面原地踏步走。
We will only move inside the church and kind of be stationary. We do not hear calls or needs beyond the church.
只有帐幕扩大了，绳子放大了，才有机会向左向右开展。
Only when the tent is enlarged and the curtains are stretched, there will be an opportunity to spread out.
当我们向左向右开展的时候,
as we stretch to the left and to the right,
我们就能看到神给我们教会的先教预象。
We can see God's vision for the mission of our church.
也会让我们看到神在我们生命中的计划是什么。
And we can see God's plan for our lives.
当我们向左向右开展,
when we go to the right and to the left,
我们就是表示什么？我们的生命继续的用我们的生命来那个扩张。
And our life will be expanding.
扩张就是我们生命的一个帐幕。
And it's just to grow.
那参与跨越文化、种族跟肤色，还有语言，还有国籍。
Is to go beyond our culture, our race and our language and nationality.
那事实上在这个地方的经文已经告诉我们说要有一个国度的观念。
We have to have an international point of view.
我们要看见整个世界何常的需要。
We need to see the needs of the world.
我们只有这样才能够看到神已经为我们预备的。
We can see what has God prepared for us.
我们感谢神在我们的教会里面也做了许多。
We thank God that our church has participated in many ministries. We have local outreach.
那过去有人做过，一直到现在也有做过校园施工，以前过去也做过监狱施工、老人施工、餐馆施工。
We have the campus outreach, prison ministry, elderly ministry, and restaurant ministry.
我们的教会也看重海外的宣教。
Our church emphasizes overseas missions.
我们也有人曾经到国内去，到吉尔吉斯坦、台湾还有洪都拉斯。
We have short-term missions to China, Kyrgyzstan, Taiwan, and Honduras.
还有人去过柬埔寨，现在也有人还在柬埔寨。
And we have a brother in Cambodia.
我们也鼓励弟兄姐妹参与这些宣教的事工。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to participate in the missions.
我们要有那个跨文化宣教的那个眼光。
We have to have a vision to go cross culture.
因为那是神叫我们走出去的目的。
Because that's what God wants us to do, to go out.
其实今天的宣教跟那个教会是有绝对的关系。
Our church mission has a lot to do with the church's.
当宣教停顿不前的时候，不向前的时候。
When the mission stops and do not go forward.
教会就等于没有存在的意义。
There's no reason for the church to exist.
那教会等于没有办法进展。
And the church will not grow.
当教会没有看重主耶稣基督所看重的大使命。
When the church does not emphasize what.Jesus stresses, which is the Great Commission.
可能会祝福我们的教会呢?
How is God going to bless our church?
因为我们不顺从他的大使命，他怎么会祝福我们呢?
Because we did not obey His Great Commission, how is He going to bless us?
弟兄姐妹，如果有生之年你可以出去宣教，或本地或海外，都应该多参与。
Brothers and sisters, if you have the opportunity, you should go overseas or locally on missions.
那我们就可以为神得一个多国伟业。
And then we will have.God will have more inheritance.
那就像第三节所说的，你的后裔必得多国伟业。
Your descendants will dispose nations.
那亚比斯的祷告是我们的榜样。
The prayer of Jabez is an example.
他曾经这样的祷告，他说。
He said this.
他说：“圣宴，你赐福于我。”
Or that you will bless me.
扩张我的境界，常与我同在。
Enlarge my territory and be with me.
要保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。
And keep me from harm so that I will not, so that I will be free from pain.
我们看亚比斯的祷告很像很自私哈。
Looking at the prayer of Jabez, we think it's too selfish.
你看他的祷告里面有好几个我。
There are several eyes in the prayer.
其实如果我们知道他的祷告是悔改的祷告。
If we realize his prayer is a prayer of repentance,
那么我们就可以理解他为什么在祷告中那么看重这个里面的我。
And then we understand why he mentioned himself so many times.
因为他知道真心悔改的祷告不是焦点放在人，而是放在自己。
The focus of sincere prayer of repentance is not on others, but on himself.
很多人希望别人悔改，但是不希望自己悔改。
Many people want others to repent, but not oneself.
但是亚比斯的祷告就是先自己悔改。
Jabez's prayer is that for him to repent first.
他知道他跟家里的痛苦都是跟罪有关的。
He knows that him and his family's suffering is due to sin.
而且他也知道必须先有悔改才能够改变他家人所有的环境。
And he knows that only by repentance can he change his situation.
也知道说只有悔改才能够复兴他的家人。
Only through repentance can his people be restored.
事实上亚比斯的祷告就是一个扩张帐幕的祷告。
Actually, the prayer of Jabez is a prayer to enlarge the tent.
扩张的重点是什么？
What is the focus of enlarging?
是让神的荣耀借着我们的生活活出来。
It's that God's glory will live through us.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看到世界何尝的荒凉吗
？You see the desolation in this world.
那你的祷告是什么
？What is your prayer?
是不是求神来扩张你的境界呢
？Have you asked the Lord to expand your territory?
从你的扩张来扩张神的境界吗？
From our expansion to expand God's kingdom.
第五个信息要分享的是什么？
What is the fifth message?
我们必走出去，必须要带着圣灵的能力走出去。
We have to move forward with the power of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣复活在地上显现40天之后，
40 days after Jesus resurrected.
就吩咐他们说，
And he told his disciples,
你们不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的。
Do not leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the gift of the Father.
耶稣要他们等候的应许是什么？
What is what God promised?
他是说圣灵降临在你们身上。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
你们必得到能力。
You will see power.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地。
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea.
还有撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
and Samaria to the ends of the earth to be my witnesses.
这个经文可以算是整个使徒行传的目录。
This verse is the outline of the book of Acts.
从第一节到第二十八章里面就是记载大使命的进程过程。
From chapter 1 through chapter 28, it records the progress of the Great Commission.
福音是从耶路撒冷扩展开始。
The gospel spread from Jerusalem.
然后向外扩展到犹太全地。
And to all Judea.
然后再从撒玛利亚进入到外邦的世界，然后再从那里跳到整个世界的地极。
From Samaria to the Gentiles and then to the ends of the earth.
门徒执行这个任务。
The disciples perform this task.
怎么可能呢？
How are they going to do it?
实际上他们依靠的是什么？
What do they depend upon?
就是来自上帝应许给他们的能力，就是圣灵的能力。
They use what God promised them, which is the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以告诉他们说，你们要等候。
That's why they were to wait.
你们要被圣灵，然后圣灵要引导你们。
You will be filled with the Holy Spirit, which will lead you.
为主做见证是整个使徒行传的主要的一个题目。
Witnessing for the Lord is the important theme running through the Book of Acts.
而为主做见证的秘诀在什么地方呢？
What's the secret to witnessing for the Lord?
就是圣灵的工作。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传一共有二十八章。
Acts has 28 chapters.
整个里面就有55次到60次提到圣灵。
55 to 60 times he mentions the Holy Spirit.
我们今天教会要扩展许多的事工。
Our church have to enlarge many ministries.
而且每一个事工都很不容易的。
And each ministry is difficult.
因为每一个事工你都是跟魔鬼作战的。
Because every ministry we have to fight against the devil.
你要为神工作，撒旦要拦阻你的工作。
If you want to work for the Lord, the devil wants to stop you.
所以你一定需要一个从上帝来的能力，就是圣灵的工作。
You need the power from God, which is the Holy Spirit.
我们可能有许多的外面的恩赐。
We may have many gifts.
我们有很多的那个才干还经验。
We have talents and experiences.
但是如果我们没有依靠圣灵，我们就不能做什么。
If we do not depend upon the Spirit, there's nothing we can do.
所以这个就是神告诉我们的。他说不是依靠势力。
So it's not by.
有人帮我翻译哈。一个广播电台帮我转播哈。神说不是依靠势力，也不是依靠才能。
Not by might, not by power.
乃是依靠神的灵，方能成事。
But by my spirit.
第六个信息也是最后一个信息。
What is the sixth message?
我们怎么走出去？
How do we move forward?
我们一定要以祷告的心走向未来。
We have to do it with a prayerful heart.
不可否认的，初代教会的扩展就是教会同心跟迫切祷告的结果。
It's undeniable the expansion of the early church was the result of the church's prayer.
路加作者就是《使徒行传》的作者，他这样描述。
Luke, the author of Acts, said,
他说祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
初代使徒教会被圣灵充满以后，他们大胆地传讲福音。
After the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, they boldly preached God's message.
其实祷告的教会才有上帝的同在。
The praying church has the presence of God.
整本圣经使徒行传就提到48次提到他们祷告。
In the book of Acts, prayer was mentioned 48 times.
我们教会如果要复兴，
If our church wants to be revived,
祷告很重要。
Prayer is important.
我在这个教会已经做了今年第25年。
I have been here for 25 years.
我最大的负担
My biggest burden.
我最大的祷告
and my biggest prayer
是希望有更多的人参与祷告
that more people will be participating in prayer.
然后让他们经历祷告出来的能力
and then they have to experience the power of prayer.
一直到今天，我还是觉得那个祷告在我们的教会很重要
and still prayer meeting is very important here.
有时候真的是没看到的人不参加祷告人不是很多，但是我不会放弃，因为我觉得。祷告本来就很重要。
Even if not too many people participate, I will never give up because prayer is important.
那个会花你的时间,
you will have to spend time.
而且你真的是你要专心的来祷告。
And you have to concentrate to pray.
但是我知道一直参加祷告的，你就知道你已经进入神的大能， 对不对？
And as you participate in prayer, you will experience God's power.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
我祷告上帝希望祷告的人更多。
And we hope that more people will be joining prayer meetings.
英国大布道家就是不争。
The great British evangelist Charles Spurgeon.
那他曾经说,
he said,
教会的情况可以很准确地透过祷告来衡量。
The situation of a church can be accurately measured by the prayer meeting.
教会是一个恩典记。
Prayer meeting is the grace meter.
那当中我们可以判断出神 在人中间工作的多少，
and which we can assess how much God is working among the people.
如果神离教会很近， 那表示这个教会是很热切祷告。
If God is in the church, then the whole church must be praying fervently.
如果神不在那里， 很明显的是那个地方的教会是不冷不热的基督徒。
If God is not there, then the most obvious sign is lukewarm prayer.
那是不冷不热的祷告。
Lukewarm prayer.
所以神不会在那里的。
So God is not going to be there.
神在那里工作很辛苦的。
It's going to be hard for God to work.
求神怜悯帮助我们。
May God have mercy on us.
而且纽约的那个布鲁克林的会幕教会一个叫新杰米牧师， 他在疾风烈火有一个这样的话。
The pastor of Brooklyn Tabernacle Church in New York said,
他说许多时候，
Many times,
人们从谁来参加礼拜天早上的聚会， 看出这个教会有多受欢迎。
Many people see how popular the church is by who comes to their Sunday morning service.
人们可以从谁来参加礼拜天的晚上，也是第二堂的聚会， 看出这个牧师或者是布道家有多受欢迎。
Sunday evening service shows how popular this pastor or evangelist is.
但是他讲一句话说，但是人们却从谁来参加祷告会来看出耶稣有多受欢迎。
But people will see how popular Jesus is by who comes to the prayer meeting.
我们教会走过50年，
Our church has gone through 50 years.
这上是恩典之路。
It's path of grace.
很多的感恩。
There are many gratitude.
我们将来怎么走？
What we do in the future?
已经有人已经在问我了。
Some people ask me.
那因为他们说你退休了以后我们怎么办？
After you retire, what should we do?
我说怎么办就是交给上帝。
What to do is to give it over to God.
我们如果依靠上帝，我们还怕什么？因为我们不是靠人。
If we depend on God, what should we fear? We do not depend upon man.
我们往前走之前，我们必须确定我们是不是站在正确的道路上。
When we move forward, we need to be certain that we are on the right path.
不可否认这个世界会改变。
We know the world will change.
但是主耶稣的大使命不会改变的。
But the Great Commission will never change.
一直到再来的时候。
Until he comes.
他当初讲的说，你们要起死万民做我的门徒。
He says you have to go to make disciples of all nations.
今天他还是继续这样的向我们宣告。
Then he tells us the same thing today.
他也继续向教会呼召。
And he calls the church.
今天我们的教会50年了。
Our church is 50 years old.
接下来要做什么？
What should we do next?
25年前，
25 years ago,
忠心的会友把 这块地把它买下来了， 而且盖了这个很漂亮的礼堂， 25年我来的时候。
25 years ago, faithful members bought this property and built this church. That's when I came.
他们很不容易的， 搬了第5次， 然后第6次才搬到这里。
It's not easy moving 6 times.
然后25年以后，我来到这里以后， 感谢神，很多人跟我们一起建造那边的教育大楼， 还有增建了那个停车场， 那还有许多的维修工程， 包括厕所。
In 25 years, we're thankful that we built the Logos, the two-story educational building, we enlarged the parking lot and built the bathrooms.
我们不要以为是说我们给钱就把建筑物就把它建造起来了。
Let's just not think that we give the money and build the facility.
其实不是的, 每一个施工, 每一个工程都会是一个属灵的征战, 很多挑战, 很多人质疑, 很多人反对, 甚至因此就离开教会的, 也有的。
That every project is a spiritual struggle. There were people who opposed, there were people who have many ideas, and some people even left the church.
那很多的故事,
many stories.
感谢神今天你们会收到你们要一个我们教会出的50周年的刊物, 那里面很多的见证。
Today you will receive the 50th year publication. There are many stories in the publication.
而且你也知道这个出刊的时候也有很多背后的故事，但是神很奇妙的带领让它完成了。There
are also many stories to the publication of the public to the publication, but thank God that it is completed.
现在我们在这个教会你看到的时候,
as we look at the church,
你看到的每一棵树,
all the trees.
我每次进来到这里, 我从进来到去了的时候, 我充满了感恩。
As I enter the church property, I'm full of thanksgiving.
我知道那棵树是谁种的, 我知道那是谁买的, 我知道那是谁把它建起来的。
I know who bought that tree or planted that tree.
而且我们今天刚好有一个弟兄也在这里, 他也曾经跟我一起种那个种那边的一个枫树, 我们的枫树很多种的, 你们如果注意看, 很多种的。
There are many pine trees. A brother was here planting them.
那意思就是说很多看得见的,
we can see many things and we are thankful.
包括我到走到这里来的时候, 我看到的那个, 包括厕所, 包括到楼上, 看到的很多的感恩。
As I enter, I see the new bathrooms and the upstairs Sunday school rooms. I'm full of thanksgiving.
我们没有看到他们是谁。
We do not know everyone who.
可能在你的那个, 那个刊物上也看不到他们的名字,
and you may not see all the names in the publication.
但是神知道,
but God knows.
那感谢神,
we thank God.
那我要跟弟兄姐妹, 我说你们,
brothers and sisters, you all.
我们在那边还一块地,
we have an empty piece of ground there, over there.
我们有25年以前这块, 这个建筑物,
25 years ago, we have this building.
然后呢, 我们25年的时候, 我们那一块那个教育大楼,
and then we built the two-story Logos building.
而且我们也维修过那个mansion.
And then we renovated the mansion.
然后也增建了那个停车场.
And we enlarged the parking lot.
那现在50年以后的你们呢, 我们呢,
what about 50 years later, you all?
你们给神的是什么?
What will you give to the Lord?
那边有一块地给你们看看。
There is an empty lot.
我们过去想说那是我们第三期工程。
We thought that was the third phase of the building program.
我现在感谢上帝。
I thank the Lord.
我们当初没有马上盖那个。
We did not build it at that time.
为什么? 如果我们那次把那个空地的教堂盖完了, 那现在以后的人都舒舒服服的不要建什么了。
If we did that at that time, then there's nothing for you all to do.
我们都需要为神建造工程。
Then we need to build something from the Lord.
不是为了我们。
Not for us.
为了神的国的缘故。
For the kingdom of God.
我们的教会要有希望的话, 除非你走出去。
For the church to have hope, you have to move out, move forward.
我们必须要走出去, 因为这是上帝的心意。
We need to step out because this is God's will.
只有当我们勇敢地走出去, 你才知道自己的不足。
As you move forward, then you will know that you are inadequate.
你只有走出去才能看到神要你看的。
As you move forward, then you will see what God wants you to see.
你要走出去, 我们的教会才有突破。
As we move forward, then our church will have breakthroughs.
我们要走出去, 教会才能够成长。
As we move forward, our church will grow.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
是我们该走向人群的时候。
It is for us to go to the world, to the crowd.
It's
for us to go out of the door of the church. That we have to go forward with a mission. Be confident God will be with us.
他说, 如果你们遵照我的大使命,
he promised that if we obey his great commission, he will be with us until the end of the age.
Amen.
Amen.
好, 我们接下来, 我们就是, 我们一起拱手圣餐。
We have a Holy Communion.
圣餐在教会里面是很重要的。
Holy Communion is very important in the church.
因为这是主耶稣基督被卖的那一夜亲自设立的。
Because the night he was betrayed, he established this.
那而且吩咐要遵守直到他的再来。
And then we are to observe until he comes again.
那今天我们拱手圣餐所要吃的饼代表基督的身体。
The communion represents the body of Christ.
那主曾经为我们的罪被钉在十字架上，牺牲自己的生命。
Jesus Christ crucified on the cross to die for our sins.
那这个饼代表我们渴慕基督的生命，而且要跟他联合。
And this bread is for us to be in touch with his body and to be unified with him.
而且圣餐我们所要喝的葡萄汁代表基督的血为我们流的。
The grape juice we drank for the communion is represent the blood of Christ. The Lord.
表明我们是接受主耶稣基督的宝血得以洁净。
And through accepting His blood, that we will be cleansed.
我们也是透过跟他一起相交，成为一个肢体。
And as we fellowship with Him, we will be one body.
保罗一直在强调。
Paul always emphasized.
他说：“你们如此行，为的是纪念我。”
That you do this in remembrance of me.
那我们要纪念他。
We need to remember Him.
纪念他什么呢？
What do we remember him? He died on the cross for us. He forgave our sins. He gave us new life. He gave us hope. It's a time of thanksgiving.
而且我们拱手圣餐，他说直到他的再来。
That we hold the communion until he comes.
意思就是说我们一直盼望在基督里，这个他的再来是基督徒的盼望。
That our hope is in Jesus Christ, of Him coming.
那保罗提醒我们,
Paul reminded us,
圣餐的时候,
as we observe communion,
我们要省察自己,
that we need to examine ourselves.
免得我们吃喝自己的罪,
otherwise, we eat and drink our own blood, our own guilt.
我带领大家一起在神面前安静祷告。
That's why, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father,
当我们欢庆50周年的时候,
as we celebrate 50 years,
我们不能够忘记先查看自己,
we should not forget to examine ourselves.
如果我们在神面前, 我们不蒙你悦纳,
if we are displeasing in your sight,
我们如果没有好好省察自己,
if we did not examine ourselves clearly,
我们对神跟对人,
as we with God and with men,
我们没有尽当尽的本分,
that we have not fulfilled all responsibilities,
我们的生活没有见证,
that our life has no testimony,
我们言语行为得罪你,
and our thoughts and actions offended you,
我们先求你的赦免,
we ask for your forgiveness.
我们知道你宝血的功效,
we know the power of your blood.
你说我们转向你,
if we turn to you, you will turn to us.
谢谢你给我们的应许,
thank you for the promise.
我们相信我们承认自己的罪,
we confess our sins.
神是信实的,
God is faithful.
必要赦免我们的罪,
he will forgive our sins.
洗净我们一切的不义,
cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
谢谢你,
thank you.
谢谢你接纳我们,
thank you for accepting us.
带领一下的时间,
may you lead the rest of the time.
求你的光来光照,
that your light will shine upon.
让我们的圣餐是跟基督联合,
that through communion we will be unified with Christ.
And
that we will have fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
谢谢你接纳,
Thank you for your accepting.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉靠主耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们欢迎在座的所有的基督徒， 已经受过洗了，一起来拱手圣餐。 如果你还没有受过洗， 我们继续为你祷告， 你暂时不要领受。 然后我们求神感动的灵， 让你早日信靠神， 然后接受洗礼之后， 我们一起来拱手圣餐。